Oh, I'm all you, the best of protectors, so protect me. Oh, I'm all you, the best of protectors, so protect me.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome dear viewers to another episode of our program أسماء الحسنى Blessed Names of Allah عز وجل Up until now we've covered many beautiful names of our creator, our sustainer, our cherisher, Allah Azza wa Jal. And in this episode too, we'll be hearing two more names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first name that we're going to hear today is Al-Jaleel. Jim Lam Ya Lam. Jaleel. Now this name has appeared in Hadith and it has many meanings, numerous meanings as well, inshallah, we'll hear them today. The general meaning of Jaleel is eminence. Yani that which is elevated, which is eminent. And the ulama, they have said that the name Al-Jaleel, when we look into it, when we hear about this name, when we mention this name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what we should take into consideration in regards to this name is that all of those other beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in which there is this meaning of eminence, of superiority, of greatness, like Al-Malik, being the owner, Quddus, being pure from all defects, Al-Ghani, being independent, not being reliant on anyone. All of these attributes, names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we look at them, when we consider them, when we look at their meanings, it is in this regard that we refer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as Jaleel. He is Jaleel because he is Malik, he is Quddus, he is Ghani. So these sifat, they are related to this beautiful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's that which has honor, which has eminence, which has greatness. Now some ulama have said the meaning is, Al-Jaleel الذي جل من قصده وذل من ترده. That Al-Jaleel is the one who grants honor, eminence and greatness to the one who intends his pleasure. The one who intends his court. So the one who is seeking the rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who intends to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who honors that person. Allah ta'ala grants eminence to that person. And this is what it means when we say Allah is Jaleel. Allah grants honor to the one who intends his rida, the one who intends to please him. And as for the one who distances himself from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and who does not intend the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah jalla wa ala is Jaleel in that he humiliates such a person, disgraces such a person. Another meaning of Jaleel that the ulama have given is الَّذِي جَلَّ قَدْرُهُ فِي قُلُوبِ الْعَارِفِينَ وَعَظُمَ خَطْرُهُ فِي نُحُوسِ مُحِبِّينَ So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one whose qadr, whose ahmiyah, significance, importance and value is great in the hearts of the Arifin. Who are the Arifin? The Arifin are those blessed individuals who have a great recognition of their Lord. Every single blessing that He bestows upon them, they analyze it, they think about it, they ponder and contemplate about it. When they do so, this leads to them gaining great ma'rifah, gnosis of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and His importance, Jalla Jalalu, His greatness, is multiplied in their hearts. His greatness is magnified in their hearts, subhanAllah. الَّذِي جَلَّ قَدْرُهُ فِي قُلُوبِ الْعَارِفِينَ And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Jaleel in that disobeying Him is not considered a minor thing in the hearts of the devotees. That in relation to disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they feel that this is a massive matter. This is a great matter that should not be taken lightly. How can you disobey the one who grants blessings day and night? How can you go against the commands of the one whose blessings we are drowning in? That's the reality. So the muhibbeen, the devotees of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they fear disobeying him. They fear falling into error in regards to his commands. They consider this a massive calamity It's not a small matter. And this is because of their true love and devotion for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we just have to look at this worldly life. When we have respect for someone, when we love someone, we ensure that we don't put a foot wrong. We don't do anything that leads to their displeasure. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, without comparison, He is the Lord of all of creation. How can we even think for a moment of disobeying Him? This is the level of the arifin. They think like that. And for them, this is not a small matter. It's not a small matter for anyone. But they'd have that recognition, that understanding, that consciousness, that how can we even do the slightest thing, something that's considered small disobedience, a small sin. Can't do anything like that. Why? Because this code is so great. How can we disobey the Master? How can we disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allahu Akbar. So Allah is Jaleel in this regard. Another meaning that the ulama have given, Al-Jaleel alladhi ajalla al-awliya'a bi-fadlihi wa adalla al-a'da'a bi-adlihi. Allah is Jaleel in that He grants honor, elevation to the awliya Allah through His grace. He is that Dhat who grants honor to the awliya Allah. Wa adalla al-a'da'a bi-adlihi. And He is the one who humiliates and disgraces the enemies, meaning those who have enmity towards Him, meaning those who go against the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala daringly, they oppose Him, Jalla Jalaluhu. Then what happens? Allah debases such people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala humiliates such people. And in regards to this, we look at the world, subhanAllah. Look at the likes of Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Azim radiyallahu ta'ala, Khwaja Mu'inuddin Chisti rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, Data Ganj Bakhsh rahimahullahu ta'ala, and all other high-ranking saints. We didn't see any of them who passed before us. But we have such ihtiram in our hearts for them, such aqidat, such muhabbat, such love, reverence and respect for them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed that in our hearts. Through His fadl, through His grace. Why? Because they spent their lives in obedience to Him. And now they, the awliya Allah, rule the hearts. Subhanallah. And there's a hadith in this regard. When Allah Jalla wa Ala loves a servant of His, then He announces this to Jibreel alayhi salam. And then Jibreel alayhi salam is instructed to love that person. So Jibreel alayhi salam is now loving that person. And then Jibreel alayhi salam, he announces to the people of the heavens, Allahu Akbar, to the angels in the heavens that, look, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves such a person, you love him also. I love him as well, you should also love him. Then what happens? When the angels of the heavens love that person, then the people of the earth are instructed to love him. And يُوضَعُ لَهُ الْقَبُولُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. And then acceptance is placed for that person on the earth. That love for that person is placed in the hearts of the people, is embedded and instilled in the hearts of people. So such people, the saints of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like I said, many centuries pass after their demise, but still people are remembering them. People have kept their remembrance alive. People have such devotion and reverence towards them, subhanAllah. This is how Allah Jalla wa Ala honors the awliya Allah through His grace. And as for those who oppose the command of Allah, who disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah disgraces them. People don't like them. And obviously there is punishment that is awaiting them as well. And again, remember, this is not in a way that is disrespectful to that person. No, bi'adlihi, this is the insaf, this is the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah does not oppress anyone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is adil. He is adil. We've covered this name, al-adil. That He is the one who does everything out of fairness. And He is the most just. He is the creator. So when someone is debased by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, disgraced and humiliated, this is because he is deserving of that. It's not because Allah is oppressing that person, no. Now this name Al-Jaleel has not appeared clearly in this form in the Quran, but the same root letters have been used in other parts of the Quran. For example, كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَانْ وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ Surah Rahman, that discussing when all of creation will perish, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remain ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ, the one who possesses honor and all reverence. Similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in Surah Rahman again, the last verse, تَبَارَكَ اسْمُ رَبِّكَ ذِي الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. These same names have been used, ذِي الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ, Jalal, Jaleel, the same root letters. So this was a bit of information regarding the name Jaleel. Let us move now to our next name, the next name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is to be discussed, that is Al-Jameel. So it rhymes, Al-Jaleel, Al-Jameel. The root letters, of course, are different. Jeem, Meem, Ya, and Lam. Jameel. What does this mean? It's a famous word used in other languages as well. Jameel means beauty. The one who is beautiful. The Prophet ﷺ said, Inna Allah Jameelun Yuhibbul Jamal. Indeed, Allah is Jameel and He loves beauty. He loves Jamal. So the Prophet ﷺ was discussing takabbur, arrogance. He was mentioning this to the Sahaba. This is the context of this hadith. And one Sahabi said, Ya Rasulullah ﷺ, I like wearing fine clothes, nice clothes. And I also want this in regards to my shoes as well. I like to wear shoes of a particular standard, particular quality, such shoes that others don't normally wear. So what he was inquiring about, in fact, was, is this takabbur? Is this arrogance? If I want to wear nice clothes, wear nice shoes. And the Prophet ﷺ said, no. Inna Allah jameelan yuhibbu jamal. Allah is jameel, He loves beauty. He loves to see the blessings that people have been bestowed. The blessings that He has bestowed upon them, they should be apparent. So takabbur is when you dismiss the truth, you don't agree with the truth, you don't accept the truth, and you belittle people, you look down on people, consider them as inferior to you. That's takabbur. This is completely different. Wanting to wear nice clothes, and you praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in giving you wealth, in giving you rizq, in giving you the ability to wear such clothes. This is a different matter altogether. So it depends on the intention. So even today, if a person desires to have a nice house, nice clothes, eat delicious foods, have a particular car, and it's not with the intention to, again, look down on others or show off to others, this is a fall into something which is condemnable or reprehensible. No. So this is allowed in Islam. Alhamdulillah, we have been given an easy Sharia. The final Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been granted the easiest Sharia from all of the Sharias that were revealed. So intention is what matters. A person does these things to look down on people, to show off, to belittle people. This is obviously wrong. This is something which is madmum, reprehensible. One meaning, Imam Nawawi rahimahullah mentions, is that all of the works of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they have beauty in them. They are done to a very fine, they are done to the greatest level, in the greatest way, the most beautiful way. And when we start to ponder upon the creation, we will see this clearly. We will look at the heavens, massive heavens. Look how it's suspended. Look at the beauty of the heavens. Allah Ta'ala has made the heavens with such beauty. We don't find any deficiency, any gap therein. We find stars there, moon, other planets as well in the universe. Look at the sun, look at the moon, look at the beauty with which they have been created. Places where the sun and the moon rise and set. Subhanallah. It's been happening like this since the beginning. Allah Jalla wa Ala has made this in Iran, this system so perfect, subhanAllah, when we ponder upon this, how beautiful this is. One should ponder about himself. سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we will show them signs in the heavens and in themselves as well. Signs in the horizons. فِي الْآفَاقِ وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ In themselves as well. We ponder about ourselves, subhanAllah. Look at the human body. Science is still astonished today. How amazing this body is. How amazing the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Just look at our fingers. Bazaahir, they all look the same, but we all have a unique fingerprint. And we know about this. Look at our faces. We all have one nose, two eyes, two ears. But everyone looks different. This is the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His creating of people in different ways, even though they possess the same things. Hands, feet, eyes, ears. Everyone looks different. This is the beauty of Allah's creation. So when we say Allah is Jameel, it means that He has created everything in a beautiful way. Subhanallah. And Allah Jalla wa Ala in various parts of the Quran mentions this as well. And in particular in Surah Number verse 60, when Allah speaks about creating the heavens, the earth, sending down rain, which then lead to lush gardens. And Allah speaks about the incapability of man, that he would not be able to grow a single tree without the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the nizam of Allah Jalla wa Ala. Rain occurs, crops grow, trees grow, etc. And in the end He says, أَإِلَهُمْ مَعَ اللَّهِ Is there a God alongside Allah? بَلْهُمْ قَوْمٌ يَعْدِلُونَ Rather, it is they who associate others with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Consider others as ilah as well, which is wrong. Obviously, this is rebuking those who believe in polytheism, more than one God. So look at creation. Ponder upon creation. Humans, أَشْرَفُ الْمَخْلُوقَاتِ Look at animals. Look at birds. Science till today cannot create birds like the ones that Allah has created. Beautiful animals. In the Quran, we're told to observe the camel. أَفَلَا يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبِلِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَتْ Have they not looked towards the camel, how it is created? SubhanAllah, such beauty in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is alone in His creating such beautiful creatures. Look at Jannah, inshallah, in the Akhirah that we will all attain, the Muslims, the believers, for the beauty therein. Such perfection. Look at the Dhat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The greatest creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The best of creation. Afdalul makhluqat. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so beautiful, but yet his full beauty was not revealed to the people. Imam Qurtubi rahimahullahu ta'ala mentions that if the full beauty of Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam was revealed to people, they would not be able to bear that beauty. Allahu Akbar. That beauty would be so manifest that they would not be able to bear it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who creates everything in a beautiful way, and He likes beauty as well. He likes people to do things in a beautiful way, in a nice way, in a good way. For a person to remain pure, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves this. And in the creation of Allah, none is more beautiful than the Prophet alayhi salam in all of his ways, in his physical appearance, in his mannerisms, in his characteristics, in his aqwal, in his af'al, in his thoughts. Subhanallah, the Prophet alayhi salam was most pure in creation. And Sayyidina Hassan bin Thabit radiallahu anhu beautifully mentions this when he says, وَأَحْسَنُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَرَقَطْتُ عَيْنِي, that no eye has seen anyone more beautiful than you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَأَجْمَلُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَرِدِ النِّسَاءِ, and no woman has bore anyone more beautiful than you, has given birth to anyone more beautiful than you. خُلِقْتَ مُبَرَّأً مِنْ كُلِّ عَيْبٍ, you were created free from every defect. كَأَنَّكَ قَدْ خُلِقْتَ كَمَا تَشَاءُ, it's as if you were created the way you wanted to be created. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is Jameel. He creates everything in a beautiful way, وَيُحِبُّ الْجَمَالِ, and He loves beauty. He loves that people make an effort as well. People keep their clothes clean, people remain clean, and they adopt beauty in all of their matters as well. And to wrap up, another meaning that the ulama have given of Jameel is مَالِكُ النُّورِ وَالْجَمَالِ, that any beauty, any light that we possess, this is not really in our possession. This is bestowed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah jalla wa ala is the haqiqi owner of that nur, that jamal as well. So everything should be attributed. All goodness is attributed and ascribed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us these blessings as well. And we finish by saying that, Ya Allah, grant us tawfiq to ponder upon creation, upon the blessings that you have given us, to recognize, to understand, to realize your greatness, Ya Allah. So when a person does this, then subhanAllah, that person becomes beloved to Allah. Al-Jaleel, we heard, the one who grants honor to others. When they recognize the power of Allah, when they recognize that everything is due to Allah, and they have such qadr in their hearts for their Lord, Allah Jalla wa Ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places their love in the hearts of people. And we heard this tafsir. And secondly, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq, due to the blessing of the name Jameel, to make things in our life beautiful. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to adopt beautiful qualities, attributes, actions for the sake of the most beautiful in creation, our beloved Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen, bijahi Nabi Ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
Oh Allah, you're the best of protectors, so protect me. Oh Allah, you're the best of protectors, so protect me.